We live in a modern-day Egypt. We may not yet be forced into hard labor, but certainly shrewd taskmasters attack our family, morality, our virtues, and it can even come from within our own family and friends. That's not news. Jesus tells us, "I have come to bring not peace, but the sword." And St. Paul tells us in the letter to the Ephesians what that sword is exactly. He says, "The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." You see, that sword that Jesus brings isn't for them, it's for us. Jesus wants us to invite him into our hearts, into our souls with that sword to cut out all the things that are keeping us from being holy, from being saints. He wants us to invite him into our hearts with his sword so that we correctly order our entire lives and put him first in all things. So that when we go into the boardroom or the welding shop or on ministry or the dinner table, we are bringing Jesus' gospel message of love and mercy and forgiveness. So again, the sword that Jesus brings is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which is for all of us. And again, that sword isn't for them, it's for you and I. God bless.